Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. What a wonderful sunny day it is out there. So, you know, I think tonight probably people are going to be eating out in their patios. We're going to talk about summer food. We're going to talk about, you know, getting that patio ready. Fun camps, in case you got some kids that are kind of bored already. We've got some great ideas for Maya Green's fun camps. Recycling, great new things you can recycle. And also Vicki Sanders is joining me for the whole hour. How are you, Vicki?
Great to be here, Patty. I am super.
You are super. Sanders counselor super. Who found her phone.
Found my phone. Actually, I'll give credit to my husband. Found my phone.
You know, we were just talking. Hudson lost his wallet. He found it. You lost your phone.
For two days, I'd lost my phone. I kept phoning it. I don't know. I thought.
And then you had the ringer off, right? It just drives you nuts, right?
Off.
Stuff like that. And you can't sleep. Where would it be? Where would it be? And you know it probably shows up. It's like bank cards.
Oh, yes.
I would just take the one bank card with me. By the way, I didn't bring it, so you're buying coffee afterwards. But then you try and find what jeans, what pocket, and you think, oh, it'll show up eventually. Like, should I order a new one? But anyways.
It all worked out.
It all worked out.
And I've turned it off.
Good stuff. On the phone joining us is a regular as well, Deanna Young, who's with Food for Thought. How are you, Deanna?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm just super. Now, you know, when I think about al fresco and summer food and fun, I think of you because you've always got great ideas for entertaining, and I'm sure you'll probably be taking some of your outdoor dining outside. What kind of tips do you have and ideas for great summer food and entertaining?
Yeah, I mean, especially now that we've got this nice stretch of weather, hey, we're going to enjoying ourselves
so
much as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you think outside, you think barbecue, right? I mean, that's kind of, everyone seems to have a barbecue of some form. And it's an easy way to prepare all types of food, really. You think your barbecue, anything you can do in your oven, you can do on your barbecue. And if you think that way, the possibilities are quite endless with what you can create on your barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done everything from, we've grilled angel food cake and made it all kind of caramelized. And then you can grill some pineapple and kind of make some sort of pineapple shortcake or pineapple angel food cake kind of
dessert.
Do you
think like that, Vicki? I've never even thought like.
Absolutely not.
Wow. Yummy.
It just caramelizes the, you know, the egg whites and the sugar in the angel food cake. And it's just so delicious and it's warm. And
so how do you do that? Do you put it just in the pan and leave it in there?
Your barbecue on low, obviously. You don't want to burn it. And you can just cut it. You know how the cake's kind of tall. You cut it in half and grill each side face down until you get the char marks, mm-hmm. like the nice barbecue marks. And it kind of warms the cake all the way through. And then you can grill peaches or grill pineapple, just like you would peppers or any type of vegetable. And then you just kind of play with it. You can do whipped cream, fresh whipped cream, or ice cream. Just layer it on there. And it's just got this great flavor and caramelized texture. It's really, really yummy.
Nice. And it's nice having a nice dessert after a meal, before you kick the guests out. It's nice to have a little.
I was thinking of going straight to dessert. Forgetting about the first part.
I think that's what Deanna's saying. We'll have our dessert first.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure. And you know what? Stuff like angel food cake and fruit and stuff, it's healthier than like a big heavy chocolate cake or something. Fun, and it's easy, and kids love it. And you're not, you know, really counting calories because it's a delicious way to enjoy a dessert without feeling guilty, right?
Very good, because you're already going to have so much.
No, she didn't
other
mention
stuff.
The whipped cream.
Oh, yeah, the whipped cream.
And what's going to come before that dessert or after it, whichever way you think of it?
Well, I mean, we have access to fish, right? Down at Fisherman's Wharf or Finest at Sea, we have delicious fish. So obviously that's a great thing to barbecue. And a great way to do it is in a parchment pouch. So you can have parchment paper. You can buy the actual parchment bags. And you put your fish in there with whatever you like, aromatics, lemons, snow peas, peppers, whatever you like. And then you can just put them on your grill up higher so it's not burning, but so it creates an oven. And just do the fish that way. It's a different way than actually putting it on the grill and having it a grilled fish. So that's a really lovely
way. And how do you know when that's done, Deanna? Like, how do you check for Doneness,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it depends on the thickness of the fish, right? Halibut's a little thicker, so it's going to take a little longer than, say, a salmon or a sole. So I think general guidelines pretty much are on the internet as far as width or depth of the fish, how long you cook it. So, I mean, it doesn't take long, you know, 5, 6 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on the fish.
And do you do the nasty and cut in, you know, to check?
No. You touch it with your finger to see if it's fleshy.
That thing.
If it's firm. Yeah.
Right.
Don't cut into meat on the barbecue because all your juices run out and you're left with a dry meat, right? So a thermometer is a great way. Just put your little thermometer in there, or just the feeling of you take your hand and you kind of feel in between your finger and your thumb, and as you pull it apart, it gets harder, and that's when you know you're medium rare, well done kind of thing. So there's different tricks. I mean, they're all on the internet and how you can cook meat properly, and it depends on how hot your barbecue is too.
And what kind of drinks are you serving too with these with this fish meal?
Margaritas.
Do you have a special recipe?
Have you ever heard of a beerita?
No.
So you take lime juice, you can freshly squeeze it, or just, you know, the limeade you buy in the frozen concentrate, and tequila, and you kind of do it to the direction, so water to the limeade, and then you put a whole, like, Corona or Sol, some sort of type of Mexican beer, and you put it in with the tequila and the lime juice, and it's called a beerita. And it's delicious.
You know so many things. I bet
that's
kind of
a good thing.
Yeah, good things. Kind of bubbly, huh? Like a different flavor.
Yeah, and it's just kind of cuts the sweetness of the lime, and you know, you can salt the rim and shake it over ice. It's delicious.
I bet there's a lot of people right now going out to the liquor store buying that one for tonight. They're going to have your fish and that and the angel food cake. And if you're dining outside, tell us about your kind of table setting. I'm sure it looks really nice. What kind of stuff do you put out there?
I think less is more when you're outside. Obviously, you want to look around at your garden and stuff, but I have some simple kind of placemats, and I wouldn't do a charger or anything. I mean, if you had a funky, like, burlap charger or something, but just a nice big white plate. It shows the food off so beautifully, and some really bright napkins. You can get, you know, beautiful colored paper napkins anywhere these days, but or if you have linen, you know, bright pink or green or something really fun, and it's fun to kind of take outdoors and make, like, napkin rings. You can take some rosemary and kind of turn it into a little ring and put your napkin through it. And then there's beautiful aromatics on the table, and have each place setting with a different type of herb napkin ring. Different types of glassware. You know, you want your wine glass, your water glass. And then if you're doing a margarita or a martini, you're going to have a different glass for that. So that looks all really, gives it a little bit of height on the table. And, you know, steak knife if you're doing steak, or just different beautiful cutlery you could use. Like, I have some really old brass stuff that I got at a garage sale a million years ago, and it's beautiful and heavy. And just, I think anything that's a little bit different, you could put fresh herbs in little mason jars and have them as your centerpiece. And you could actually use them during the dinner. If you wanted to rub some oil and rosemary on your corn on the cob, you just take it right out of the
barbecue.
Flower vase, yeah, like just stuff that's fun, right? You don't want to be too serious outside.
Yeah, I had a neighbor who got a really neat kind of funky thing from a garage sale, a chandelier of sorts that she put candles in. And it is kind of the area that you can go a little kitschy and add some neat touches.
Yeah, kitschy's great. I mean, it's just a fun place to kind of add some conversation pieces. Where'd you get that? And, you know, lavender, they have those beautiful lavender topiaries now that you can buy and put that in the center on a nice white plate. If you're doing, like, a lavender ice cream with your angel food cake or something, it's pretty just to have stuff that kind of fits into the menu.
And what about for bugs? Any, you know, tips on keeping them away?
Well, I mean, obviously citronella candles have been around for a long time, but the smell sometimes irritates people. So what we've found is a paper bag, like a brown lunch bag, and you kind of blow some air into it and tie it with a piece of twine and hang it from your umbrella, and the bees think it's some other nest, and they stay away. It's really weird, and there's no scent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not intrusive to the nose, so that's a really good way. Also, you can cut that big 2-liter pop bottle in half and put the neck back inside with some sugar water, and then the fly, they go into there, and then they can't get back out. They drowned.
Wouldn't Deanna be great to play games with, like, you know, knowledge games and quizzes? Yeah. So I want her to be my partner.
Well, I do the brown bag trick.
Do you? Yeah, does it work?
Oh, it works great. It's absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
And if you wanted, you could do little potato stamps on it to do, like, to make it more decorative, like little, you know.
Oh, that's too much.
I know.
You're the barbecue, aren't you, Vicky?
Yes, well,
your family.
Yeah, but my husband's the brown bag guy.
He's a brown bagger. Well, Deanna, you've given us some great recipes. Now, Food for Thought is a very busy catering company. I'm sure this is a really busy time of year with weddings and all that. If people want to know more about all the stuff that Food for Thought does, how do they get a hold of you?
We have a beautiful website, foodforthoughtcatering.net, and you can call us at 250 478-2721. We'd be happy to send you anything you need. And happy barbecuing. Get out there and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And give them a call because they do it all. If you think this night sounds nice, I'm sure Deanna can put that on for you. Thanks for sharing all your wise thoughts with us and all your information, Deanna.
Patty, I have a recipe for a burger that will knock your socks off. I'm going to email it to you, and maybe you can put it on your website for the viewers. It's so delicious.
Okay, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Make sure you have a look. We'll get that today.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay, ladies, have a great day.
Okay, you too. When we come back, we're going to talk about patios.
This is Dave Dixon on the next show. Does the city of Victoria need more food carts on the streets? We'll talk about that and also the author about her story of peril in the Arctic. Don't miss it.
Dave Dixon, weekdays 1 to 3 on CFAX 1070.
Have you been thinking about having a professionally designed sprinkler system installed? You'll want to enjoy your summer without dragging hoses and trying to water your valuable plantings and lawns properly. So trust the team at Halzer Service Irrigation to install a sprinkler system right the first time and on budget. Call 250-652-0112 today for a free estimate and to save up to 40% on your water bill. Let Halzer Service Irrigation talk to your plants, and they'll make every drop of water count.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown. At Bay West Rona, we have designers and door specialists on staff for your convenience. Let us design and install your new kitchen, bathroom, or custom-sized door system. Or you can try our line of cash-and-carry kitchen cabinets and countertops. Come and see us, the right people, the right store, the right price. Rona Bay West Express, doing it right 7 days a week on Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
Want in on something really smart? At Marks, summer is the best time to stock up on the essentials you need all year round. Must-have basics like our premium men's Denver Hayes classic underwear. Buy one pack of two and get the second for 50% off. So do yourself a favor and hurry into your Marks today for more great savings on essential basics throughout the store. With additional clearance savings up to 70% on select summer wear, your closet will thank you for it.
This sale is for the birds and the people who love them. The Summer Bird Food Sale at Wild Birds Unlimited. During July, save 10% on all bird food products and buy 4 suet and get the 5th one free. That's a 20% savings. It's happening now at Wild Birds Unlimited.
We bring people and nature together
in the heart of the Shelbourne Valley.
We are back. Vicki Sanders in the studio, a Sanders counselor, and she's promised to be good today, haven't you?
I'm going to be good today.
No.
Good and, no.
No things that make us laugh?
Yeah, well, don't, if you don't laugh, I'll be okay.
Just don't look at me. On the phone, we have Pauline Duick from Homestyle Solutions, and we're going to talk about patios. How are you, Pauline?
I'm very well, thanks.
Excellent. Are you enjoying this nice day?
Absolutely, but I beg to differ that behaving yourself is overrated.
I know, but I've had to fight to keep the inside voice in. I have a lot of laughs to myself.
And out loud, Vicki.
I know, but
it's good, though. That's what makes you a lot of fun. And we were talking before with Deanna Young about some summer ideas for cooking. And Pauline, you know, you do staging and all kinds of things at Homestyle Solutions, but say we have a outdoor area that we have mostly okay stuff. How can we kind of zip it up a bit? What can we add to make it look a little better and maybe move things around?
Well, I think at this time of the year, it's tough to go out and buy a full-on patio set. If you're looking for a huge sectional and sort of customized furniture, you've sort of missed the mark on it a little bit by
it's
this
weird,
time.
Yeah.
You need to get on that really early, and you need to start thinking about that for next spring. However, having said that, I'm all about the look for less. I love to go out and get a bargain and really change things around on a shoestring. So I'm going to approach it from that way. And
I think that's great.
That's
think that's
my
what,
idea. Yeah. I love it. Shoestring's good.
Okay, go.
All right, on your mark, get set, go. If your deck is looking tired, or if it looks like your deck isn't sort of pulling together, one of the quickest ways that you can pull it together is to get yourself a beautiful outdoor carpet. And they are made out of resin or plastic. They're a woven kind of carpet, and they're beautiful. They actually look like something that could come into the house. But unbelievably, you can get some of them for $20 to $100. So we're talking about going to Walmart and getting an area carpet, maybe 8 by 10, and you can get it for $20, $30. It immediately sort of delineates that space, starts setting up your outdoor room.
I like that.
The other thing it does is if your deck is tired and you're tired as well and don't want to paint it,
yes,
it covers up a multitude of fins.
And this time of year, you might want to wait because you don't want to take everything off the deck again. So you might want to wait till September to paint.
That's right. You want to start to get out there and enjoy it.
Right.
Feels great on bare feet, too, to have a carpet underneath. So you start with that carpet. And then you start, that sets up the sort of the parameters for setting up a room. Then you start organizing your furniture just as you would around an area carpet indoors. So you start setting up your outdoor room. Injecting some great color. You're kind of past the time for being able to get great outdoor furniture right now. A lot of it is sold out already. There are fantastic deals on outdoor cushions right now. And to me, to add a bright pop of orange in a botanical print or a bright acid green or something like that, it immediately perks up that whole space. Some fantastic deals right now at Winners HomeSense, Walmart, Superstore. We're not talking about big bucks here, but we're talking about really nice quality and lovely punches of color.
And it's nice to have those kind of colors that are in style at the time. Instead of, you know, the old things you've had for a million years, it's nice to add those modern touches.
For sure. And this year's official Pantone for 2012 is Tangerine Tango. So we're talking a really nice, bright, mandarin, citrusy kind of a color. So if you want to be really on trend, throw some orange in there. And it's not something that you're committing to forever. We're not talking about a huge investment here. So if you're tired of it after a season or two, next year you add the next Pantone that's the season or the color of the year. So
that's a good tip.
The other thing you want to do is add some lighting. If you're lucky enough to have a covered deck, you can do some fantastic overhead light fixtures. IKEA has some magnificent ones. They're kind of the reworked Chinese lanterns. They're these big white paper orbs, and they look absolutely beautiful at night. So if you're sitting out past 9 o'clock in the evening, you've got this lovely soft glow over top of you.
So that might be something, even if you want to get some work done, would be a good thing to do, a good investment in your outdoor area.
And if you don't want to go to the extent of actually having a fixture, and we're not talking about an expensive fixture, we're talking about a swag lamp that plugs into an outdoor socket and just hangs up over your ear.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, we're not talking about a lot of money.
I got to leave, Patty. I'm going home to organize my patio.
I like that. Yeah, you've got parties coming up, too.
Exactly, and they're about $25 or $30 at IKEA, and they're big. They hold a 60-watt bulb in them, and they throw a lot of light, and it's lovely light. It's a very luminescent kind of a light.
Makes you look good.
So if you don't have a roof and you can't hang a swag like that, you could do that, hanging again from an indoor or from an outdoor umbrella. Or you could add some solar lighting. If you have a more open deck that doesn't have a roof, you can add those solar picks, and you can actually just poke them into your potted plants so you get a nice glow on your plants in the evening, and you get sort of that nice romantic look on your deck as well.
Wow, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And what about umbrellas? There's all kinds of different styles, and ones with a big arching thing. It was funny, we were at Costco, and Hud loves going shopping. And I saw all these women pushing these husbands past all the barbecues, the umbrellas, all the man stuff. Like, we've already got that, like they were toddlers. Come on, no, keep moving. Just came here to get something to eat.
Yeah, with a nice and hot dog.
So there's some really, huge umbrellas, different sizes, but you got to really take in consideration the size of the deck and what you're trying to cover.
Yeah, and your exposure, and if you open up that umbrella and now you've covered the only open window into your house, then you that's kind of counterproductive. If you have a larger investment, there are some great awnings that you can invest in, and they're the kind that will roll back in if a wind comes in. They're sensitive to touch, so
nice.
They don't blow around and get trashed if a storm comes in while you're out at work. So there again, you can go anywhere from a low-end umbrella that's going to do the job right up to the high-end awning. If you're wanting to invest more money in your space. So there's all kinds of ways to spend your money.
And are you seeing lots of fire pits? You know, I know you can't have fires now, as Vicky will tell you in Saanich, but you know the fakey ones.
I can.
Yeah. they're beautiful. And again, some of them can also act as your coffee table because you've got the little fire pit in the center and then you've got the table area around. And you can get the type that burn off of a little gel canister. So it's you're not dealing with wood and ashes and fire spitting all over the place. So you're not getting major heat from those, but you're still getting that ambiance. Or you can have your if your deck is plumbed for natural gas, you can have fire pits that have got the natural gas. Again, very nice and clean burning, low maintenance, really easy for us chicks to manage. So.
Isn't it amazing, Vicky? When I grew up, hibachi was a big thing, right, in the yard that, you know, would throw it and burn the grass, and that was like a couple of plastic chairs. Or those chairs that would snap on you when you... or you go through them with that netting. And now, I mean, the outdoor space is so gorgeous,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. So I'm following the eclectic theme, Heritage House. So I'm just whatever from every era.
My
furniture is just all bits and pieces.
How do you pull that together, though, Pauline? Because sometimes, I mean, that's great if you have different eras and people's stuff. But would it be the cushions and the colors and maybe that area rug and something solid to kind of pull it together?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I just got back from New York City, and I was visiting design houses and art galleries all over the city. The one thing that I saw really on trend everywhere is that eclectic is in. And I think it's very much a reflection of where the economy is at, right?
Not because she's cheap or anything? No.
That's right. No, but eclectic, I like that look. It's cobbled together over time. It's not like you just went out and bought everything off the showroom floor in one day.
You're right.
But what you want to do is you want to have some elements that pull it all together, and primarily color is a really good way to do that. So if you have some furniture that you can paint so that even though the pieces are very different from each other, but they're both painted the same color, that pulls them together. Or as we talked about getting some great cushions, if you put a matching cushion on two chairs that look remarkably different, now suddenly they're related, right? And you bring in some dishware or some candles that are bright orange that match your cushions. Now you can pull it all together. I really love an eclectic look. I think
I think that hotel room look is kind of going and sort of a little more of a mix is coming back, not quite so clean. And tell us what you do at Homestyle Solutions, because you also reinvent people's spaces if you're selling or if you're staying.
That's right. There's about 5,000 homes on the market in Victoria right now, so yours better look great because it's got lots of competition. When you think of home staging, I think a lot of people think about an open space where you set up a show home. You move in an entire truckload of furniture and you set it up. And we do that kind of work. But you know what? A lot of what we do is helping people reinvent what they already have. And often people don't have a clue of how to set up their homes. They really don't. About 80% of people don't really know where to place their furniture. They don't know how to pull colors together. They don't know how to hang their art. So we're the people that come in and say, you know what, you bought some great pieces, but let's reorganize them so that your home is going to look as well as it could possibly look on photos. And we do set up furniture or rooms differently for photographs. Open concept spaces particularly, you might have a big couch in the middle of the room. That doesn't photograph really well. The photographer comes in and all he picks up is the back of the couch on the photograph. So you have to set up rooms a little bit differently when you're thinking of setting them up for
absolutely. And, you know, I work, I'm the realtor with RE/MAX Camosun with Lee Johnson, and you can't take it personally because you're selling a vision. You're not selling what you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really, you have to depersonalize it and take that out of it.
That's right. And we do a lot of decluttering. We do a lot of advising on taking personal things out. People don't want to, when they come into a house to view it with the eye to buy it for themselves, if they're faced with walls and walls of personal collections and personal photos and family photos, they feel like such a visitor, such a stranger.
They feel guilty already.
You feel like you're intruding. So you want to set up that home so that it's neutralized so just about anybody could imagine themselves living there.
And Pauline, we've got a couple of seconds left here. Can tell people how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. We have a website. We're at homestylesolutions.ca. Our email address is homestyleteam@gmail.com. And our phone number is 250-391-1924.
Well, you've given us some great ideas. I really appreciate
them. Wonderful ideas.
Yeah, really, really. In a short amount of time, you gave a lot of stuff. So thanks so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Okay. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Maya about fun camps.
Hello.
Hello.
Catch a free preview of Comedy Gold.
Kids, don't try this at home.
A channel where TV's timeless hits like I Love Lucy.
Oh, Ricky, please.
Mary Tyler Moore.
From the horse's mouth to the horse's...
Mary.
Fresh Prince.
Let's get ready to rumble.
And classic movies.
You have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger.
Shine.
That was really beautiful.
Comedy Gold. Free preview all July. Call your television service provider to subscribe.
What are you laughing at?
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
A few clouds, 18 degrees downtown, well on our way to an expected high of 25 for today. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. Rescue workers continue to scour the waters off Oak Bay and Saanich in hopes of finding a missing canoer. Two Saanich men in their early 20s were canoeing to Discovery Island last night for a camping trip when their vessel capsized. Neither was wearing a life jacket. One of the men was able to make it to Todd Rock near Willows Beach, where residents heard his calls for help around 11 o'clock last night and contacted police. The man is recovering in hospital after being treated for hypothermia. An extensive search for the other man has been underway since, but workers haven't been able to locate him or the missing canoe. Saanich police, meanwhile, are reminding residents to be aware outdoors this weekend after two reports of cougar sightings near Prospect Lake last night. One citizen reported seeing the big cat cut through his yard. Police attended but were unable to track down the animal. The chair of Metro Vancouver is downplaying the idea of people in the township of Langley are unhappy and want out of the regional district. Greg Moore says they're working with the township of Langley to see if Metro provides enough bang for their buck. But as for the thought some in the region want out...
You know, it's absolutely not true. And there's one municipality that is going through that process, which is the township of Langley, to ensure that they are getting good value for their money. And I feel confident that they'll see that at the end of the day. I think what a lot of it is happening is that some of the councillors and some of the people out there are getting mixed up between Metro Vancouver and TransLink.
Moore is meeting with all of the region's mayors and councillors. And amusement park riders in Montreal were shocked when an employee was hit and killed by a roller coaster. The worker at La Ronde Amusement Park strayed into a restricted area yesterday while doing repairs. La Ronde says the ride will be closed indefinitely pending an investigation. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Spears residents. No correct answer, though, for our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $346, brought to you by LeftCoastTex.com for small business IT support. CFAX 1070 weather now. Sunny all day today, a high of 25 degrees expected. Clear skies overnight with a low of 12. And tomorrow, more of the same. Sunny all day with a high of 27. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. In the studio, I have Vicki Sanders, Saanich Councillor. And Vicki, we're going to talk a bit about environmental stuff and your bank in Saanich. You've always been kind of a trendsetter when it comes to the environment.
Oh, I'm very passionate about the environment. And I chair Saanich's Environmental Advisory Committee. I've chaired it for 6 years. And, you know, how fortunate could I be to get something that I have a real passion for?
Absolutely. So you're going to like this next segment. Maya Green, who's got the fun camps. How are you, Maya?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, you've been busy. You've been traveling for 8 months in South Africa. I want to talk about the fun camps because they're starting or have started. But tell us a little bit about your journey to South Africa.
Sure, yeah. It was a pretty amazing experience. I went over there for COP17, the climate change conference in Durban, and took a delegation of six people, environmental educators, who had all been a part of Fun Society in the past, and we worked with, sorry, there's something kind of in my throat, we worked with schools and orphanages, and we did art projects with kids to get their vision about the future and their thoughts about climate change sort of displayed at the conference, and we combined them with art that we had brought from Victoria, because we did the same workshops with school kids here before we left.
I know, and my friend Judy Feinstein with ESBC always updates me on you, and I see you on Facebook. And how has that trip affected you now with your fun camps as you've come back?
Well, it's definitely the most disconnected I've ever been from the organization, because as the founder, this is sort of the first year that it's now has its own 2 feet and taken off and has just an amazing team and staff and is running amazingly without me. And I finally met the staff and they were all incredible. I saw them at their training weekend. So it was really exciting to come home and just see it going stronger than ever before.
And you've done all the work to get there. And fun camps are what? Because I know, but maybe the listeners don't know much about them.
Yeah, so fun camps are environmental leadership camps with a focus on just having tons of fun with the kids. So they range from 6-year-olds all the way up to 16, because we have a peer leader program. And their camps summer day camps that go from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, and the themes and the focus are all around living sustainably within a city setting and in your daily life. So it's all about bringing nature into your home and your love of nature into your home and actually putting that towards like your daily activities, from brushing your teeth to how you get to school, all those kind of things. But we do it through games and arts and crafts and sports and field trips and tons of fun activities.
And you have an eco superhero.
We have the Fun Champs program, which is that the kids can start projects of their own, and we teach them how to do project planning, and they can win $500 grants to help start their project at their school or their community. So an 8-year-old girl, Victoria, actually started, she was just in the Times Colonist recently for starting an Earth Fair at her school. So those are sort of our eco superheroes, and all the kids get eco superhero certificates at the end. And yeah, so really.
And what? Really, when do they run? There's Monday to Friday. And tell us about the ones coming up, like some of the themes. They go all the way till the end of August, and people can still sign up.
Yeah, they go. People can still sign up in Victoria. They'll run till August 24th, and the themes range from climate creativity to energy to water, stuff about food and growing your own food. So there's a lot of great themes, and people can check it out on the website. It shows all the specific themes with the prices and dates and everything at funcamps.ca.
Yeah, and it's a good price. It's 9 to 4, and you do have before and after camp care available.
Yes, we do have that available.
That's cool. And how did you think up doing this this fun camp?
You know, I'd always worked in the environmental field, and I'd also loved working with kids. And one day it was just one of those sort of epiphany moments of how have I not been doing this before, and came up with the idea for a summer camp program, because there was lots of great environmental education programs happening in schools, but I didn't really find much happening in the summers, and I wanted to sort of fill that hole. So this is our fifth summer now, which is crazy. So it feels like a long time ago that I thought of it. But
and she's so young.
Yeah.
And Vicki, isn't it amazing? Like, when you think of environment, it doesn't just mean the recycling. You have a native garden that you saved from your family's property. So it doesn't. It's the small things and the big things, right?
Absolutely. It's our whole everything we live in. You know, the environment is so important, and I'm really impressed to see young people coming up being taught and just it being part of their life and appreciating it.
I mean, and we try to focus on, you know, we do teach about things like recycling or conservation, but that's really not the focus. The focus is more getting the kids to realize that they're part of a bigger system. So it's a really sort of systems theory-based approach where they're taught to sort of be really inquisitive and to question things and think for themselves and be creative problem solvers, because those are really the things that we need to solve the environmental crises, not just individual actions.
And I think intertwined with all that, you have hiking and swimming and t-shirt making and all kinds of cool field trips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because mm-hmm. that's the fun of summer camp, and also that's what makes our connections with nature and makes us realize that we're all part of the same thing.
And it's so neat seeing these mentors deal with these young kids too, right? Like what you were saying, when you can be more hands-off and seeing the people that come up, the young people that are helping the young ones learn about this stuff?
Yeah, and the peer leader program is great for that. Campers turn into peer leaders, and then we've had people who've been volunteers at the age of 15 and then worked for us for 3 summers in a row. So it really impacts people of all different ages.
That might be good for your little grandson there, Vicki.
It's great. I just want to add an aside. I was on Dave Dixon's show this week, and I ended up with, what are we doing? I talked about the shark fin, you know, the fin-free program, and my husband had said that somebody criticized the fact, why are we doing such a silly thing? My grandson was there. He says, because we have to save the sharks. So I think at 9 years old, he knew that, you know, his grandfather and friend were wrong. We are going to save those sharks.
Isn't that great? Because before, kids no and I sharks. would never have thought.
Well, the thing was,
out.
We don't have sharks in Canada, so why are we interfering? Uh-huh. And I thought it was just a great response from him. I thought, you're a cool kid. I've taught you well.
Awesome.
You sure have. And as you know from traveling so much, Maya, it's a much bigger world out there that we can't just think of our own little backyard.
No, it's really very small, and we're all in this together, and everything we all do on every part of the globe impacts each other, whether we know it or like it or not. So it's really important, whether it's a small little project or a huge global project people are working on, it all matters, and we just need more people doing good things.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you've got some grandkids or kids or of your own, tell us how they can sign up for the fun camps, Maya.
So the best way is just to go straight online to funcamps.ca and click on the Victoria Fun Camps link, and you can sign up directly online, and it has there the contact information for the staff for this summer who are coordinating and organizing all of that as well if they have any more questions or anything like that.
Well, beautiful. You put the fun in environment, and have a great summer, Maya.
Thanks so much.
Okay, talk to you soon. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new recycling programs.
Cool.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
For less than the cost of an apple a day, Thompson Roof Treatment can keep the roof of an average house free of moss for its remaining life. Make a healthy choice for your roof with Thompson's exclusive Lifetime Moss Control Program. A proactive approach with early treatment will maximize the life of your roof, resulting in lower maintenance costs. Call Thompson Roof Treatment and ask about their Lifetime Moss Control Program. Protect your roof and its warranty with Thompson Roof Treatment. 385-3124. 385-3124.
It happens only once a year, and it's on now. The annual July sale at Penna & Company. Save on selected merchandise. Kitchenware, cookware, tableware, giftware. If you like to cook, entertain, or give gifts, you'll love Penna & Company. And during the July sale, you'll love them even more, for less. But keep in mind, the sale ends July 15th. So hurry in for best selection. Penna & Company in Broadmead Village. For the cook who loves to cook.
In Victoria, we love our active lifestyle. From live music and theater to exciting local sports to special events to fundraisers and still more. So when you want to know all your activity options, listen for what's happening. We're everywhere around town in the CFAX Community Cruiser, letting you know who, what, when, where, and why. The CFAX Community Cruiser, it's all about our city's true spirit. Brought to you by Windsor Plywood, Mini Victoria, and CFAX 1070.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does being local mean to you? My name is Stacy Taves, and I co-founded Level Ground Trading 15 years ago. We embody what it means to be local. We're a zero-waste facility, sending nothing to Heartland, utilizing 13 streams of recycling and compost. We pay our staff to cycle to work on the peninsula. And we sponsor hundreds of local nonprofit groups each year. That's what being local means to me.
Embrace the arts outdoors at the Moss Street Paint-In July 21st and enjoy a Level Ground coffee in support of the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria.
We are back in the studio, Vicki Sanders, Saanich Councillor. And Vicki, we're talking about lots of stuff you like, which is environmental.
Yeah.
As well as many other things.
Yeah, what a lucky day to come here.
I have Jordan Best on the phone, who is a Senior Program Coordinator with Product Care Association. And we're talking about the recycling program, Electro Recycle. How are you, Jordan?
I'm great, thank you.
Great. And the small appliance recycling has really taken off. Tell us about that program, how that started, and what they recycle at this point.
So Electro Recycle is a small appliance and power tool recycling program. It's been in place in British Columbia since October of last year for small appliances. So it's a free and convenient recycling program with about 120 depots across British Columbia that since last October have been accepting lots of different types of small appliances. So that's products ranging from toasters, vacuums, fans, microwaves, blenders, etc. And just as of July 1st of this year, just a few days ago, that program has expanded to now include about 300 different types of products. So not just the small appliances I mentioned, but also products like power tools and sewing machines and electrical exercise equipment are now included in the program.
I was just saying that to Vicki, like treadmills and all these big kind of things like that. Vicki, you were saying at the dump, I mean, it's amazing, right, to think that we wouldn't be recycling this stuff.
No, it's amazing what people just throw out rather than find another home for it or, or you know, that kind of thing.
Or the people that leave them at the curb. And let someone else deal with it.
It's good for people that want it.
Yeah, if they take it. So, Jordan, this is a great program. So how does it work, and how does the money generate to get this going?
So there's about 120 depots across British Columbia, including, I think, six or seven in the greater Victoria
area. Yeah, Hillside Thrift Store is one of them.
Yep, definitely. There's a few of them around in Victoria and in the surrounding communities. So there's anyone can drop off the products included in the program at those depots free of charge. It's just important to note that not all of the depots will accept the really, really large ones like treadmills, but all of the depots will accept about 99% of the products included in the program. So people should just check the website, electrorecycle.ca, and make sure that the depot nearest them will accept their products. But generally speaking, they will accept the very large ones. But you just got to check and make sure that the depot nearest you accepts those. And if not, then there'll be another one like Heartland. I know the recycling center there will accept the big big products like treadmills. But to your funding question, where does the money come from? So the program is funded by a fee on the sale of new small appliances and power tools. So when you buy those products, you may see a small recycling fee on the receipt. Some retailers choose to show it separately. Some incorporate it right into the price of the product. So that's a fee on the sale of the new products, such that when you have your old end-of-life products ready to be thrown away, you can drop them off at those depots for free. So 100% of the money from those fees on new products is used to actually fund the collection system and the recycling of new products. So the program is non-profit. It's not a tax. None of the money is going to government. It's to actually fund the recycling of these products. So when you have the old product, regardless of when you purchase it, you can drop it off at the depots for free and they'll be responsibly recycled.
See, Vicky, that's what they're waiting here. It's not, you know, the government's not making money.
No.
Oh, now we can do it.
Yeah, no.
So, Jordan, tell us the benefits of recycling all this stuff.
Pardon me?
Some of the benefits, some of the percentages of how much it saves the energy and that kind of thing.
Since this program launched in last October, and again, now that the types of products included has expanded, but even without the expansion, in the first 3 months of the program, over 600,000 kilograms of these products, so small appliances like toasters, vacuums, fans, etc., were diverted from landfills and actually recycled. So to the extent to which people don't take these to the landfill, don't throw them away in the garbage, there's energy savings associated with that, reduced pollution, reduced greenhouse gas emissions, and ultimately it's better for the environment that we recover the resources, the glass, the plastic, the metal, all these resources that can be recovered in these plastics and metals and glass instead of just sitting in the landfill for all eternity.
And doesn't it surprise you, Vicky, like when you think back to with recycling, just even household stuff, you know, like tins and glass before we had that? Like, can you imagine now the amount we recycle if we had that in the garbage and landfill?
Well, exactly. And the thing is, we're supposed to be going to zero waste in the region because we're not going to build another landfill. So that's why we all have to buy into this and extend the life of what we've got now. It's incredible what we're doing.
Yeah. Think twice before you purchase stuff, too. Okay, so how do we find out more if we want to know how to recycle our stuff, Jordan?
So the best source for information for this specific program would be electrorecycle.ca. That's electrorecycle.ca. So you can find out where the nearest depot is, what all the different products accepted into it, what the fees are when you buy new products, all the information on the program. But another great source of information, not just for this program, but for comparable programs that we have in British Columbia for tires, paint, electronics, fluorescent lights, whole bunch of different products. There's about 15 programs like this. The Recycling Council of British Columbia is really a great source for that, and you can just look them up. They have a free hotline that you can call for any product that you have, and you want to know how to recycle it in the Greater Victoria area. They'll let you know the option closest to you.
That's great, Jordan, because I think a lot of people are moving right now and in transition, so it's a good time to think about where you're going to put that responsible way. Great talking to you, Jordan. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
You bet. Vicky, you know, your parents were pioneers in Victoria, and you said that they always kind of were, you know, you kind of came up with this.
Absolutely. I mean, things we still have, you look back on generations. I've got two wooden chairs, just plain wooden type kitchen chairs that my great aunt gave to me. And she was born in the late 1870s here in Victoria. And, you know, they came from her home. And I never really appreciated them till now. Mm-hmm. And the rungs have to be glued back the odd time, but they're wonderful chairs. I just have them on my porch. And so rather than throw these things out, let's find another home for them. And people love to have this stuff. I think we're appreciating more what we had than getting rid of things quite the same.
Yeah. And doesn't
for some
always,
of us are.
Yeah. And it doesn't always have to be the latest and the best. You can kind of make do for a while and then pass on. Because always, I say that with the kids, with their stuff, their clothes or anything we have, there's always something else that can use that stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and so if it is even that chair you decide to pass it on, I'm sure, you know, there's some other home that would take it. But look at your objects differently.
Well, I remember my children were growing up, and I always they passed on their clothes to, you know, people parents I'd met from school and younger children. And I remember when we changed beds, mattresses and stuff, the same kind of things, and families that couldn't afford it, and they were very appreciative.
Now, we weren't sure, Vicki, if our parents were really environmentalists or just cheap, right?
I think maybe they had to be frugal because they couldn't afford to. I wanted to add, by the way, CRD, if you go on their website or on the Sustainable U, which is the CRD website, there's the recyclopedia. And so they have got all the recyclable items on there and where to take them and how to dispose of them.
Oh, that's great, Vicki. Okay, when we come back, talk to more with Vicki Sanders. Okay.
The Royal Museum Shop. Intriguing and unique.
Where did you find that cute mammoth plush?
The Royal Museum Shop. It's a birthday present for my niece. And I bought this beautiful jewelry crafted by a local artist as a memento of my visit to the museum.
There's something for everyone at the Royal Museum Shop. Clothing, jewelry, books, from postcards to original artwork. Many items with a distinctly BC flavor. There's no admission fee and your purchases support the Royal BC Museum. Whatever the occasion, memories begin at the Royal Museum Shop.
The Sawyer Sewing Center July demo sale is now on. Save up to 70% on all demo and open stock sewing machines and sergers, including all quilting and embroidery machines. Sawyer's has demo machines priced from $169. Choose from Janome, Fab, Bernina, Baby Lock, and Elna, all with new warranties. Plus, all open stock cabinets are priced to clear. Many one of a kind, so shop early for best selection. Sawyer Sewing Center across from Uptown, SawyerSewing.com, and now find us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Michael Beckett from Mortgage Alliance. On Sunday, July 15th, we'll start a cross-Canada motorcycle ride to raise awareness and money in support of the Weekend to End Women's Cancers. Last year, the MAC Rally of Hope traveled 7,500 kilometers and raised more than $110,000. Please join us this year and support the Weekend to End Women's Cancers by visiting macrallyofhope.ca. When we arrive in St. John's, Newfoundland on July 27th, we'll have reached our goal because of people like you. Visit macrallyofhope.ca today.
You don't know where to go. Your tires are bald. You're overdue for service. Your car vibrates when you hit the highway, but you don't know where to go. Take it to Midas. On the island for close to 30 years and locally owned, Midas gives you the service of a local garage and the guarantees of a national chain. Midas mechanics are trained to fix everything. They're convenient and they never overcharge. Now you know where to go. Take it to Midas. Visit Midas.ca.
We are back with Vicki Sanders, who promises to be good, our Saturday counselor.
I know you keep telling me that. I feel like I've been scolded or something. Or I'm bad. I'm a bad
No
girl.
Saying you know what and you know what. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, public office, congratulations. Last time you were running for your third term. And, you know, it's a hard job because no one's ever going to approach you because they want to just say hi. Usually it's hi, can you fix my sidewalks. Can you put a stoplight in here? Can you?
I hope you don't mind if I just ask you one question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So people are always wanting something. Does it ever get to you that you know?
No, I really enjoy it, and I don't mind the questions and the fact that they even apologize.
Well, that's good, because after the show, I have a really long list.
I'm sure you do. I always carry a little notepad in my pocket after church coffee and stuff.
And it's good because you really do answer people's questions. That's why I'm so always been impressed with you, that you... You take that and you always find out answers.
Yep. I try to do my best. Yeah. And not that I can solve things, but at least I can find the answers.
Yeah. And I think you made a good point at the AGM for Mount Tommy. You were saying about when people phone government, when they phone Saanich, you want to make sure they may not also be able to give exactly the answer people want, but they deserve to be treated in a professional way.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that's service. And isn't
exactly.
that the thing nowadays? Proper service?
Yeah. And that's when I first got involved over an issue in my neighborhood. And I didn't get a very good answer when I went. So I thought, well, you don't like what I'll go out and talk to my neighbors.
And you haven't stopped. Well, good for
no,
you.
No, but she's retired now, so it's okay.
Yeah. But it's so true. You know, I was talking to someone the other day and, you know, I got involved as the president of Mount Tommy for issues, sidewalks and things for our neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not being, oh, I want it for myself. It's trying to look for the greater good and think, where do we need amenities? And people go, well, I don't like this, I don't like that. Well, do something about it then, right?
That's right. And really that's why, I worked through working in my community and I really felt I could serve a bigger picture by being on council and being able to answer those questions.
And you can't always please everybody, though.
No,
it's amazing.
Can't.
Even when you're doing stuff volunteer, it's amazing how people can find fault with really anything. So you have to just be true to who you are and do the best you can do, right?
Well, exactly. That's right.
And you've got some things on the go right now. Parks Master Plan, I know.
The Parks Master Plan, that's been in the works for some time, and it's coming to council on Monday night. So that's the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. So that looks at all our parks, both the playground-type parks and the natural parks, and then our recreation and that the vision and the plans for – it's a big plan.
Lots of parks in Saanich.
Yes. And so it's a long-term vision and things that we'll be looking at. And so it's an opportunity to come out, and it's online, the plan. There's sort of the smaller version, and then there's all these appendices. So somebody's got a lot of time this weekend. Read up.
How do you break it down, Mickey, to see what's needed or see through so many so many words? How do you really look for the meat and bones of what that plan says?
Well, I go to what the topics are and read that part, and then go back through the appendices and then look for things that, you know, jump out at me and need to be if I've got a question on them. This has been vetted through the appropriate committees, like the Environment Committee and Parks and Recreation, the Bicycle Committee. So it's had a lot of work done on it, mm-hmm. and tweaking to come back to. I think we've got the – and it was at a survey online. So people have had opportunities. But this is the big time to come to council, 7:30 on Monday night, and have an opportunity. If people will have something to say, like to good, bad, or the ugly.
Yep. And speaking of – well, the good, the environmental, what's happening? You've got some
The environmentally significant areas. We had a project that was earlier this year, and we asked people to let us know of areas we know that had environmental significance. And there was a biologist or a botanist that looked at these areas, and now it's that part of the project's finished. And so on Tuesday the 10th at the Commonwealth Place from 4:30 to 6:30, there'll be a display of what those issues were, and there'll be an opportunity to discuss and what the findings were and then where we're going with this. So it was 6:45 will be the actual presentation of the items.
And most of the stuff is online, is on Saanich's
website? It's all online, too. Go online. We have three environmentally significant areas atlases. And it's really important, as we heard Mahamara Green say, you know, we're all part of this earth, and it's important for us to identify those places that have environmental significance to us.
What's one that we might know of?
Well, I just look at Mount Doug. You know, there's one thing that's of huge environmental significance, and what the Friends of Mount Doug have done to bring back Douglas Creek to life, and have Coho coming up. Colquitt's Creek is another one that they've, you know, managed to rehabilitate. So there's a lot of those. Those are just creeks, but Playfair Park, and it's got a red listed natural species in there. And there's many, many, many of these areas.
And we have a couple of events coming up, too. Horticultural centers.
Yeah, the Horticultural Center, which is also known as Glendale Gardens. It has August the 11th, 12th. It has their Arts in the Gardens. Fabulous, fabulous. I think it's the best arts event I've been to. They had like 60 artists in there, and they have this fabulous sculpture garden that they've got now.
It's so beautiful. My friend Courtney Noble got married there, and not Courtney Noble anymore, Courtney Adams. But it's so beautiful.
It's
my
just
gosh, what a setting for a
it's
wedding
a
or anything.
Place.
An art show must be beautiful.
Saanich's biggest hidden secret. And
it is. Where is it? And you're part of that board, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the liaison from Saanich Council there. So it's out there on Quail Road, at Quail and Beaver Road, and it's a great, great facility.
He said you weren't going to go there.
It's
off West Saanich Road.
It's a great facility. And, of course, they had that catastrophic fire last year where they lost their pavilion. But they're still fundraising. And so that's a bit of a hint that for the Cuvalier Pavilion, that if you feel like donating, go online.
For sure, go and see it. It's so beautiful.
So that event's going on, Saanich website. There's music in the park and, Strawberry Festival tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't miss the Strawberry Festival.
And where's that?
Elk Lake. I think it starts at 9:10 in the morning. The ice cream and strawberries get served at 2. I'll be there scooping ice cream.
Local strawberries already.
Yeah, absolutely. Fabulous.
Yum, yum, yum. Yep. Well, it's always great to have you on, Vicki. You're not only a friend, but you're a great person to be working for us on Saanich Council.
I love being here.
And
thank you,
TJ, as always, and to all of you for listening today. I love doing the show and bringing you all these great ideas. I hope you'll use some of them. Get outside tonight and do some al fresco dining. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.